AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama is shrugging off Israel's demand that a final nuclear deal with Iran recognize the Jewish state's right to exist.
The president says spurning a deal that does not recognize Israel's existence would be a fundamental misjudgment. In an interview with NPR, he said expecting the regime in Tehran to transform itself before accepting nuclear curbs would be putting the cart before the horse.
We want Iran not to have nuclear weapons precisely because we can't bank on the nature of the regime changing.
Critics say the framework reached last week would leave a hugely threatening Iran with a robust nuclear program. But Obama says if Iran suddenly behaved like Sweden or France, a nuclear deal would look very different. Mark Smith at the White House.
Closing arguments today at the Boston Marathon bombing trial, the jury to get the case tomorrow. The judge in the murder trial of former New England Patriots star tight end Aaron Hernandez expects closing arguments to begin tomorrow or Wednesday. An autopsy has revealed that a teenager killed by police in Zion, Illinois over the weekend was shot twice in the back. A group of protesters called today for the United Nations to conduct an independent investigation of a white Wisconsin police officer who killed an unarmed biracial man because they feel the U.S. government can't be trusted. Expectations that the Fed will be slow to raise interest rates following a weak jobs report last week helped propel the stock market skyward today. The Dow rose 118 points, the NASDAQ up 31, Standard & Poor's up 14. Are you trying to slim down? Well, Weight Watchers and Jenny Craig scored the best marks for effectiveness in a review of research on commercial diet programs. This is AP Radio News. According to an independent review, Rolling Stone magazine failed to follow sound reporting principles in its discredited story of a University of Virginia gang rape case.
When the publisher of Rolling Stone received the Columbia Journalism School review of the magazine's now retracted story, Jan Wenner said the problem all begins with Jackie, the hard-to-verify source of a gang rape allegation. No, it does not, says Journalism School Dean Steve Call.
As a matter of journalism, this was a failure of methodology and of policy and of practice, and it wasn't the subject's failure.
Call says Rolling Stone should have done much more to verify or discredit Jackie's account. Phi Kappa Psi, the UVA fraternity at the center of the story, says it was reckless and defamatory. It is suing the magazine. Warren Levinson, New York.
Just days after becoming the world's oldest documented person, 116-year-old Gertrude Weaver has died in Camden, Arkansas. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.